So we congratulations to you on your High Court win. This raises really important issues. This has really huge ramifications for the Crown and their intent to hold, if they wish to now hold on to, which they have been doing, holding on to information and data around us, around Māori. This case opens up a whole can of worms for the Crown, does it not, in terms of their intent to withhold information from us?
We live in a information age on steroids. That's what a digital world is. Just like the Industrial Revolution, we're in a digital revolution, and it's all based on data analysis, and the like. And so there's an old saying that knowledge is power. Well, data is, because data sets are significant rings of knowledge, and therefore power. The problem we have is that all Māori data sets are in non-Māori hands. Always have been. All the way through, from the Department of Statistics, all the way through to Ministry of Social Development, with all our people who have ever been on welfare are logged in there. If you go across to Oranga Tamariki, any family that's come within eyesight of a report, and remember there's 92,000 notifications a year there. A year. And then when you look across at the Ministry of Education, every one of our babies, including their parents, is logged on some form of Ministry of Education database. And when you start to work your way through it, every person that's in a property in terms of a rating situation on the local authorities rating, but also on the valuation rating roll, and all their information is there. If I wanted to look you up in terms of a credit rating, I could have a credit report on you within 3 hours indicating exactly how many residences you have been in, what your position is, have you ever had a bed, all that stuff, right? So there you are. No matter where you look, and I haven't even talked about the police and corrections and courts yet, in terms of infringement fines for traffic alone, you're locked and loaded, right? Now, all that information is in non-Māori hands and in play. It tells you exactly what your preferences are, which is why Google can hunt you down, Facebook can hunt you down in regard to your searches and your preferences. They get into your head. That's how good it is. So you can't walk away from this. We've got to face the fact that in this country, forever since the arrival of the white man, all of our data they have held. Yeah, as a very powerful management tool over the top of us, and we need access to it ourselves.
You know, this won't be the only case that will be that Māori will put forward that challenges the Crown and government, whichever government it is. But you, what we've seen here is an opening of cans around our data sovereignty, and one where we can now test this through the courts. This is just the beginning of, you know, a shakedown of the Crown to release what they have on us.
Well, it's a precedent. There's no doubt about that, right? So when you take precedent cases, you've got to make sure that you're on the front foot and very strong and going to win, all right? So we didn't win. We won comprehensively on every pleading or every count that we said that the Crown was wrong. They were struck down on, right? And that's because there's a level of entitlement and privilege in senior public servants who are not elected but have more power than elected representatives. You know? Like you see poor old Pini Henare stuck in front of the camera. Oh, what are you going to do, Minister? Oh, well, gee, we'll have a look at it, but we've thrown some more money at it. Well, throwing money at it doesn't fix things. So when you, what you're going to do is who controls the country in reality? Is it ministers in the cabinet? It doesn't matter whether it's this present mob or not. Or is it senior civil servants who listen to... See, here's the other thing. Andrew Little is a minister who you could set your compass by. He's such an honest bloke. I worked with him before he went to politics, when he was president of the Engineers Union and putting in men's health programs. He started the drive behind the union health centres. So he understands the difficulties that if you're not part of, you know, the rich boys club, you're an outlier and they go after you. And so they went after the union health clinics for that reason. So he understands at one level Māori, right? But even he had to go to the Auditor General and ask what happened to my $1.7 billion in mental health funds, a big chunk of it, which must have gone to Māori but did not. Because after 2 years of asking his own Ministry of Health what happened to it, and this is pre-pandemic, they wouldn't tell him. So he's got to go to another organisation in the state called the Auditor General's Office to find out. It's unprecedented. But here's the thing. They're all being found out across the whole public service line because they're no longer public servant, you see. There's a coup. It's called the COVID coup, and they've taken over.
And just finally, Northland is going to level three at the end or midnight this tonight. They are able to trace the genesis of the strain that is in Northland. Waipareira Trust, whānau ora, you're helping the hauora in Northland. It's going to be a very worrying time for our whānau in the north.
Oh, well, the problem is the government's lost control of the Delta variant and its spread and any other variant. And the reason for that is, of course, they just don't have the capacity. We knew last weekend that all the beds in Auckland hospitals were full because one of my staff tested positive. Sorry, one of their children tested positive and was unwell and couldn't get a bed, so had to self-isolate at home. And we had to call out mobile services to support her with intravenous medication. So we knew, we knew last week there wasn't a hospital bed or MIQ available in the whole of Tāmaki Makaurau, which is the biggest centre. If you roll that out in terms of breakouts in the north and in the Waikato, what you have to understand is it's out of the bottle. There's no way any government can put the genie back in on this one. And they just should say it. And you know, we're going to have to own up to the fact that as we head towards Christmas and mainstream people are fully vaccinated, the Prime Minister will open the gate. And more people, because people that are vaccinated, half of them minimum will carry COVID, minimum. They will be asymptomatic in a lot of cases, but they will still carry COVID to the north and the south, no doubt about it. And out of that half, a number of them will contract and become deeply ill. That's a fact, whether they're fully vaccinated or not. So what vaccinations do is limit amongst a certain number of the population the ability to transmit it. And if you get it, it heightens your capacity to defend against it, right? And therefore, it's not as crushing on the health system as it could be. And we'll be heading to the north Sunday, regardless of levels, because with 70 FTE workers, at nurses, swabbers, vaccinators, and four mobile units, they're divided into four teams, 16 vehicles, and we'll be supporting our Taitukarau whānau